third pack of Kilai Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing halachas of separations between different rows of vegetables. We learned before that between one field and another field of Yerok is 26 tfachim, since an entire field. But if it's done in a fashion that you have one square field and then you have another field which it's not set up in the same, let's say, north-south configuration, but it's set up in the fashion that the angle of the corner of the field is facing the side of the other field. So basically you're having like the point of a triangle which is touching the long side of another field. So because of that, they look distinct, and therefore it's permitted even if you did not separate the entire six tefachim. Meishanir, because they said there, it looks like it's the end of the field. You can see that there's a distinction between one field and the next, and not just side to side one another. You had a whole field full of yarukas. They had a whole field of tomatoes, and now I want to plant some cucumbers in it. Since it's a whole field, and you're planting something in the middle of the field, it looks more like you're lying. So Rabbi Shmuel says, over here, one helps to make the regular focus. You have to have a full row from one end of the field to the other of the second min. But just to plant another min, which is surrounded from all the sides by the second min, the field of the second min, is also. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Oyer Shishat Vachem V'Roifem Eloyoy. He says, no, it does not have to be a row which is taking up the entire length of the field. It's enough that the second min has a distinct shape of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. More than that is not necessary. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Reicha Kimloi Reicha V'Pausa. He says that it's enough that it's a 6 tefachim by the width of a foot, which is 1 tefach. So those are the three opinions over here. We're passing like Rabbi Akiva.